Ready?
At this time, excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. At this time, I'd like to call the regular meeting Tuesday, September 3rd to order. Please stand for Pledge of Allegiance and the Lent Acknowledgement. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Lent Acknowledgement and the Mission Statement. In behalf of the South Tucson residents, we honor the tribal nations who have served as caretakers of this land from time immemorial and respectfully acknowledge the ancestral homeland of the Tohono Nation and the multi-millennial presence of the Paspayaki tribe within South Tucson, consistent with the City of South Tucson's commitment to diversity and inclusion. We strive towards building equal partner relationship with Arizona's tribal nations.
The mission of the City of South Tucson is to build up our community through mutual cooperation between we, your servants, and you, our citizens, so that jointly we can build a safer and stronger city. Amen.
Thank you. Next item is a roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez.
Here.
Acting Mayor Rogers.
Here.
Councilor Romero.
Here.
Mayor Diaz.
Here.
Councilor Blake.
Here.
Councilor Arvida.
Here.
Councilor Brown. Here.
Okay, the next item is the approval of minutes of regular meeting, August 20th. Do I hear a motion to, for any, well, excuse me, the approval of minutes for regular meeting August 20th. Do I hear a motion to accept the minutes as corrected, deleted, or additions to it?
Mr. Mayor, I have some corrections.
Okay.
I bet we could move it if they accept it.
Well, I need a second to discuss.
Second.
Second by Ms.
So page one is basically naming the other people present at the last meeting that we're doing right now, Tuesday, August 20th. It was not Melissa Brown that was speaking at the thing. There was Susan Barnett, not a present, but the other one was Mr. Mel Dominguez that was at the, and you'll see in all the thing, it's all about Mel Dominguez, not Melissa. So that needs to be corrected.
Okay.
And then page five, Ms. Moreno, she, on the bottom there, she answered that Ms. Ochoa was not, she was excused and not at the meeting. But we don't have that.
Valentin?
Cesar also was not here, and it needs to be in here.
Oh, that's Cesar.
So we have just the resident missing instead of a council member as well. So that okay. Must be added, page five.
Okay.
Those are the only things I saw as not correct. Thank you.
So, as corrected, well, in roll call, as corrected.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Yes.
Councilor Romero?
Here.
Mayor Diaz?
Yes.
Councilor Blake?
Yes.
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 Councilor Bento?
Yes.
So the next item is a call to the public, and I'd like to read a the call to the audience. It says, to accommodate all those who wish to address the City Council and to facilitate the expedition consideration to expedite expeditious consideration of the agenda, it is requested that each person wishing to address the mayor and council under an agenda item limit his or her comments to a maximum of 3 minutes. The open meeting law does not establish a right for the public to participate in the discussion or ultimate discussion of the public body. If the public comment is allowed, all individuals desiring to participate must be provided with some period of time to do so. And it's action taken as a result of the public comments will be limited to directing staff to study the matter, respond to criticism at the completion of the call to the audience, or rescheduling the matter for further consideration and decisions at a later date by placing matter on a future agenda. So those wishing to speak to the council, please turn in your card.
Mr. Mayor, we've received a couple of cards here. One was submitted by Kate Saunders, not a resident, address 820 East Blackledge Drive, and the topic is cyclovia. So Kate, you can approach Mayor and Council.
Okay, great. Do I do that from here or up there?
You can push it
all the way up.
Mm-hmm. So they can hear you.
You can grab those. Yeah, I know. I'd like to hand you all flyers in the place.
Yes.
You can hand them down. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Kate Saunders. I work at Living Streets Alliance. We're a small nonprofit here in Tucson that hosts Cyclovia. It's one of our signature events. So we just wanted to come tonight to share more of those details with you and then open that pathway of communication if you have questions or ideas. And extend the invitation. If you want to come, enjoy the event and invite folks. So, many of you have already been to Cyclovia before, or know what it is, because it's been around for a while. Maybe you've been involved or part of it. But for those of you who haven't, Cyclovia is basically a large block party that where we close down the streets to cars and we open them up to people. So think of like a 3 to 5 mile long block party where the roads are closed and people can flow freely and spend the day in a way that's safe and free. We have activity hubs along the way. And so we've hosted it in South Tucson, I think, 7 times, so before I worked at LSA. And we rotate routes throughout the city. So most recently, last year, we had one that connected downtown to the Amphi neighborhood, and that was really cool, working with the neighbors in the Amphi area. Before that, we did one on South Park, we're in the Lost Barrio, and then we've, through neighborhoods, it connected to Himmel Park. So we host the event 2 times a year. We kind of rotate through a series of routes, depending on what neighbors want to see, where our partnerships are. And my colleague Benji will share more about our partnerships at some of the schools in the city of South Tucson. But yeah, there's no charge, it's not a race, there's no start, there's no finish. Families and neighbors can come and join at any point along the route. The only thing that they would maybe pay for is if they want to buy food. And then on occasion, we have specialty markets that we invite to be part of it. So we don't typically have folks like selling stuff, but on occasion people can, like we're hosting an indigenous art market this time at Mission View Elementary. In the past, we've hosted small markets. So I'm running out of time, but I'll tell you this route, this is from the past. This is kind of what we used to do when we connected South Tucson to downtown. But that's quite an ambitious route with lots of mileage. And so we're narrowing it down to a more simplified route. There's a hub that's, this is just the save the date, we're still working on our materials, but there's going to be another hub here at the Luna y Sol coffee shop that's opening up, the community space on 29th and 8th. So it starts at Mission View Elementary on South 8th and 37th, then moves its way up to 29th and 8th at Luna y Sol, then Ochoa and JVYC, and then we cross 22nd Street and it weaves through until downtown. We have a lot of cool stuff. We're working with a lot of neighbors in the area specifically to design the hubs at Mission View and Ochoa and at Luna y Sol. So we could share more. I could share my contact information. There's some pretty exciting things like resources, bringing resource offices to neighbors, an indigenous arts market, the schools participating, raising money for their PTAs, bike clubs, and things like that.
Great, thank you.
Thank you so much. I'll leave my card too if you have questions or if you want to get in contact with me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's good to see you. Mm-hmm.
So also with Cyclovia and Bike Club is Benji Rouse.
Hi, good evening, everyone. We said, I am Benji, I'm with Living Streets Alliance also, and I work with the bike clubs at John Valenzuela Youth Center and at Mission View Elementary. And the bike clubs there that I coordinate and lead, we take groups of youth, can be between 10 and 15 youth, and we do twice a year, two semesters of 10 bike club sessions, and so we teach the kids how to ride a bike if they don't know how. We teach them skills like how to look over your shoulder while you're biking in a straight line, that way they can like check for traffic. Teach them how to use their brakes safely, all these different things, and then we take them on field trips around the neighborhood. So they get to explore their neighborhood in like a kind of a group communal way. They get to wave hi to their neighbors, point out like, that's where my grandpa lives, and different things. It's a really special thing. And one thing I want to share with you is that South Tucson City leadership are invited to join bike clubs. So if any of you want to experience what it's like, you're welcome to come. So just contact me. You have Kate's card. You can reach out to Kate and she can get you to me. But also, I just want to say, too, with Cyclovia, a lot of the kids who get to experience Cyclovia really enjoy just, like, getting to experience the streets with everybody. So last time Cyclovia was in South Tucson, a bunch of the different bike clubs all gathered together, and they got to ride the streets, and they got to feel a lot of pride that it's something they get to do kind of on the regular, and they get to see the whole neighborhood show up, too. So it's just a special thing. And I'd just like to, you know, spread the gospel of the specialness of all the kids getting to enjoy the streets and experience freedom and some of these like cool things that come out of getting to be in their neighborhood. So yeah, that's all I wanted to share. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have one final card. Named Lynn A. Rodriguez, resident, address 31 West 34th Street. Topic: Address the council.
What's the name of this building? What is it called?
This one here is the
Court of Law, correct?
Correct.
The Court of Law. Are we not supposed to honor the Court of Law? Dress code? Why do we wear a hat in the Court of Law, sir? People fussing with their hair, the Court of Law, is very distracting. Also, I complain about Circle K. When I complain, they go and check it out. Okay? And then after a week, 2 weeks, they're back there again. Squad car 216 parks on this side of Walgreens, right next to 30th, and watches the traffic in and out. And I just looked at it, and I went around, and he moved out and went south on 6th. That's ridiculous. I can't believe, why? Mm-hmm. Are we going to respect our court with conduct? Isn't there a conduct code, dress code? Yes or no? Yes, there is.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That concludes speakers for today.
Thank you. Okay, the next item is a mayor and council members report of current events. Are there any reports, current events?
Mr. Mayor, myself and a couple of members of city staff attended the League of City Conference. Boy and Councilwoman Valenzuela attended also. And seemed like to be very informative, 4 days of constant information and good food. That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Great. Thank you. Anybody else? One more? Future agenda items. It's more like having a report from the administration is that we're, you know, the, I guess myself would really be interested in for example, the money saved by the 2030 audit, that I know has been going on. But it's not necessarily an agenda item, but a report due. And then also the information on the sale of the impound cars, carts, and so forth. So that where is that? You know, how do we figure that out into the budget? And the other one is a. The corner signs that there a significant plan to update those corner signs to show the, you know, for safety reasons. And that's about it as far as, you know, reports instead of agenda item. That's all I have. Okay. So we go next to the city managers and department heads, report to the council.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, we will provide your mayor with a status of the request you asked from the last meeting. A lot of these are reportable items. You tapped into the street signage. So we did receive a quote here recently, so we're already in the works. You will see the company already starting to install new lighting throughout the city. They're starting with the major corridors and then they'll go into the residential street. So that's already happening as we speak. First, we'll calculate the total amounts that the city has received in terms of the sale of the vehicles that we have in storage. A lot of them have been there for many, many years. I don't know what value they had for this at this point. The 2030 audit, the savings was not very significant, but we'll get a report for you on that as well. I know that you mentioned the golf carts. We will follow up with you on the golf carts. I know that police did sell theirs, the ones that are owned by Public Works and Fire we still have in our fleet. You also had asked about, which is an item on the agenda, recognition awards, other items you asked for were disclaimer public officials, the item related to the Board of Appeals, Board of Adjustments, and police mergers with Pima County Sheriff's Department. I have not received direction to explore that option at this point.
Okay, thank you. Any more reports?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. The next item is for discussion direction regarding an RFP for community awards design. And that was one of the items I brought up as far as one of the items that was brought to our attention by one of the residents. But I offer this design here as far as the more or less the for the awards. It shows the existing the South Tucson that existed a few years ago. But I think it's still valid as far as some of the locations and stuff that I think people are really proud of South Tucson in this mode. And I offer that as a part of the design. If everybody agrees, we'll send it out for to see the cost of at least starting, at least maybe a purchase of 5 plaques, maybe a 10 by 12 plaques or and with the name of the person that's going to receive the awards. I offer that for discussion. If anybody else wants to submit something else, I'm more than happy to consider.
Mayor? I suggest that we put that off until the new council is sworn in, because that one of the council members is, her specialty is in the arts. So I would like to hear her opinion on what design we could use, and maybe strategize a little bit more on how, be more intentional about those awards and how they're distributed, instead of just, making unnecessary expenses at this time.
Well, there's what is that? Well, I guess then you're more or less suggesting that we wait for the next council to decide on the community awards. Is that my understanding?
Yes.
Okay.
So table it until the first week of December?
No.
No, we're not waiting for new people.
Mm-hmm.
It's for people like that came here, what's her name's? Rogers. His name is Rogers. We could do that. We don't have to wait for new people in December. That's not right.
That's right. I mean.
No.
Okay.
Mayor, I just wanted, if I may, just make a comment. If the council moving forward wishes to use that particular design, then you would have to reach out to the artist. And probably pay them. Right. So I think, it's beautiful artwork, but I think that they would deserve some legally.
Right. I understand that, and that's why I mentioned that it'd be the RFP, the request for proposal. So we would reach out, whoever would, I would reach out to the artist to get permission to do that as a plaque.
Mayor, if I could. I just want to make sure I'm understanding this correctly. We're discussing, this is for discussion and direction regarding an RFP. We're going to be deciding on that design tonight as a council. I don't think we can do that because it requests for proposals. We actually have to go out and request artists to propose artwork for us. Am I mistaken?
All right, yeah.
But I believe that's what this item is. it's regarding a request for proposals, so I think that's where we would be looking for somebody. Well, I mean, I think we could even reach out to this artist and maybe have him do an updated one. That could be one of the proposals, but I think the purpose of this discussion and direction is to decide if we're going to actually do a request for proposal or not. Or what the process might be.
Yes, Mayor. Councilor Rollins, why not need a motion to put it off until we would need a second.
And I would second. I would second that.
Oh, there's a second.
Yeah.
To push it off for a later date.
Just waiting for the new council members.
Okay, so the motion was to put it off for the next council to decide on the RFPs for request for proposal, and it was second. So, roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Abstain.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
No.
Councilor Romero?
No.
Mayor Diaz?
No.
Councilor Flagg?
Yes.
Councilor Aguilar?
Yes.
Councilor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Oh. Thank you. So.
Wait, let me, Mayor, look up something.
The next item is
Mayor, can I just check on
the value
one
of
thing
the,
is we need to look at your at the city code, because in certain places an abstain is a yes vote, in certain places an abstain is a no vote, and there are other. So I just want to see if, what your council rules say before we move on.
If that were true, it'd still be failure, but it'd be a 3-3.
So the code is silent, at least at first glance. So that means that it's a tie vote, which means that the motion failed. So you can either make another motion, or somebody can make another motion, or you can move on to the next item. That would be your call there.
Mr. Mayor, I believe that 3-3, if they didn't have that extra one, is a no vote anyway, 3-3.
Would you propose a motion to
continue
with the RFP request for proposals and costs and so forth to be accomplished with that for the citizens' awards or community awards. Community awards.
Hey, I definitely want Herman in because he's part of helping.
We can't hear. The minutes have to pick up what you're saying. What are you saying?
I'm just saying we already have it. It is a thing that happened with this council. I'm on the council for the next 2 months. We've been working to give these people something. For why would we need to wait for the new people?
Okay, but I need a motion.
Well, my motion is we should be doing what we're doing.
To which continue.
We've been doing for, I can get the minutes out on three times we've been trying to get this done.
Wait.
Okay?
No, the motion would be to continue.
Continue what we're doing.
I think we need some clarity on what the specific motion is.
It's quite crazy.
Continuing doing what we're doing. It just
no. That's not what we're doing. We're continuing to.
So, is there nothing existing right now that we can present to community members? Is there like other awards that we have that exist where we don't have to go out and get a bid and create something? Like, is there something in-house that we have right now? I understand the importance of recognizing our community. It's just another expense that I think should hold off. But if we have something now, then why can't we use that?
If I may, Mayor, Councilor Valenzuela, yes, the answer to your question is yes. So if the mayor simply asks for an award on behalf of the mayor council to give it to Dance in the Street, we can certainly do it. The topic of this particular item has to do with creating a design. That's what this particular discussion is all about. It's not so much about the award and who it's going to, it's more about the RFP and the design that you asked for.
That's correct.
So if you want it, we can definitely issue an award on your behalf, mayor council, to anybody in the community. We can put one on the next agenda for Dance in the Streets.
Right, that's... Do you understand?
Yeah.
Your motion? Motion?
We don't need a motion.
So the topic here, mayor council, is whether or not you want to put out an RFP to solicit designs for community awards.
Correct.
I think that's what's, that's the topic.
That's the topic.
And so the RFP would go out to, I guess, artists and graphic designers to then propose sort of the design for a community award.
Correct.
So that's what you're proposing.
Correct.
Okay, there was a motion to table it to a future date. That was a tie vote, so that motion failed.
Correct.
So here we are.
So that is the motion.
The motion is to...
Get it done.
To put out an RFP to solicit designs for a community award.
For community awards.
That's your motion.
That's the motion. Second, second?
Second.
The second?
So is there discussion?
Discussion?
Yeah, I just want to... Are we, I think there's a lot of details that we've got to think about too, moving forward, if we decide to start moving forward with this. My concern is, you know, we know that we're struggling with finances. And if we already have an award that we've used, the design that we've used, an award that we can use to give to community members that we've used in the past, I don't see why. If the issue is recognizing community members, I don't feel that we should go to any more expenses as a city right now to try to solicit artwork for an award. I think that we can use what we have available for, you know, to recognize our community, and we could even have an event when we do it. And I think that would bring, you know, more recognition than spending money on artwork that one person's going to see hanging, you know, probably in their wall or their office. That's just my opinion on this. Thank you.
Brian?
Yeah. I assume that what we got, that we'd hand out is a letter with something like that on it. And I don't know, that seems fine to me. We can just move on. So I don't think we should design a new one. I think we should just go with what we have.
Okay, a little more discussion. So the motion is for the RFP for Community Service Award to be sent. So, roll call?
On the same thing?
Yeah, we're still on the same thing.
Okay, Vice Mayor Lopez?
I abstain.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Aye. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Mayor Diaz?
Yes.
Councilor Fly?
No.
Councilor Gita?
No.
Councilor Valenzuela?
No.
Okay.
So because of the tie, the motion failed.
Right. Yep. Motion failed. So at this time, then I'll withdraw the motion or the discussion of item number 8, and we'll put it on for the next council meeting and see if we have changed our mind or not. So for the agenda item for discussion direction regarding Community Service Award for the next agenda.
If I could, Mayor, Don, I don't know if if this is possible or how to do this. If we can also maybe get at the time, or if we need to put it for a different agenda item, maybe get a sample of a recognition award that we've given out in the past, so that we can have something to look at too at that time for the next council meeting, if possible.
And yes, also, Mayor, if you could add like a budget to your next motion and like more details in your motion would be great.
Thank you. Okay, so that completes item number 8. Number 9 is resolution number 24-32, resolution of the Mayor and Council of the City of South Tucson, Arizona, ratifying, approving, and directing the city manager to execute contract with Fester and Chapman, P.C. for the City of South Tucson's annual independent audit service for fiscal year 23-24.
Mayor, I'd like to move to pass resolution 24-32 as written.
It's been moved.
I'll second.
The second. Discussion?
Well, I'd like to hear about it first before we vote. I'd like to hear, does somebody know, could you say something, please?
Sure. Mr. Mayor, members of the council, as indicated on your agenda report, this is a pretty standard and recurring item. So typically when we go out to RFP, we get quotes for at least the next 3 years. Of course, this request is for the audit to be completed for fiscal year 2024, but then we'll have options to renew for 2 years after that. I have provided you with an example of the services that are going to be included, and just for the purposes of the record, I will mention that it will include the audit, the annual expenditure limit report, the financial statements, ongoing consultation with management, and also the Housing Authority's audit, otherwise referred to as REAC. We're hoping to be able to start the audit work here within the next few months. It's a little earlier, but in light of the ballot measure that is being placed on the ballot for voters in November, we just need to be ready with our audited financials.
Okay, how many years have the Fester and Chapman been working with us?
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, Fester and Chapman have been working with us for a number of years, actually more than five years. We consider them to be a part of our financial team. They came on board when the city was cleaning up the books. Mr. Mayor, you may recall, there was a lot of findings, and this is around the time when I took over. There's actually like 14 deficiencies and findings that were, you know, some of them not good, and others that were more procedural. But yes, they've worked with us through all of that and even through all of our lawsuits. So it's really good to have, you know, good partners. Just like we have Mr. Mark Reeder, we all form part of the city's financial team to ensure we are all tracking along with all of our issues moving forward. So quite a few years.
Well, I like it to so that the people that come to hear what we're doing know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, is there more discussion? Roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Yes.
Councilor Romero?
Yes.
Mayor Diaz?
Yes.
Councilor Flex?
Yes.
Councilor Ayuda?
Yes.
Councilor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Moving on. Item number 10 is discussion direction regarding RFQ revisions for fire and EMS consultant.
Yes, Mayor and members of the council. I'm going to read the executive summary because it gives us a backdrop as to how we arrived here now. So during the meeting of August 6th, the city council engaged in discussion and staff was directed to proceed and issue an RFQ for fire and EMS consultant services. The motion was made by Councilor Flagg, seconded by Acting Mayor Rogers, and unanimously approved by the rest of the council. On August 20th, which was the last meeting, the interim city manager reported to council that the RFQ related to fire EMS services was issued, but zero responses were received.
Given the level of expertise possessed by the consulting firms that were contacted, it is recommended that an RFQ be reissued to include a revised scope of work. Assistance determining the structure and cost for a regulatory compliant, fiscally sustainable city-based department to include the analysis of various service model options. As previously indicated, these consulting firms provide services that include neutral and high-level analysis and solutions for anything from EMS transfer programs, consolidations, separations, and service alternatives to operations, budget, SHAS fiscal review, and standby coaching and consulting. As I mentioned last week, a revised scope of work, I would recommend to your council to be pretty basic, and I think the needs of the department is to keep it that simple. So basically, the RFQ would say, I'm going for blank here.
It was a needs assessment.
Yes, a needs assessment. So that was a term that we will be recommending to your council to reissue the RFQ. So that a consultant can come in, look at the fire department based on the needs of what a reliant, regulatory compliant operation would look like, based on how the department is now.
So we have discussion.
I just want to make a motion for us to reissue an RFP. RFP. What are we doing here?
RFQ.
For a full needs assessment for the fire department. Does that encompass,
yes,
you know, the language?
Yes.
Is there any cost to the needs assessment?
A clause?
Costs?
A cost? Yes, there will,
yes,
be.
Yeah,
there would be?
Just like the original RFQ that was put out for a consultant to advise on purchasing a fire truck, there would have been a cost to that. Mm-hmm. To hire the consultant, there'll be the cost. The state law though prohibits, when you're doing RFQs for professionals, doesn't allow you to bid it for an amount. You have to choose the person based on qualifications, and then once you choose your top qualified party, then you negotiate the scope of work and the price. And if you don't reach an agreement with your top choice, then you can go to your second choice. So it really is a statement of qualifications from the various consultants, and then you pick one that you think best suits the city's needs.
But we didn't get any results from the request for proposal, did we?
No.
Zero.
Request for
on the purchase of the truck? Did we get any responses?
We didn't get direction to do that. This was, no, this was,
yeah,
end of the minutes. And the direction,
yep,
was to go out and get a consultant first.
To help us.
Right.
So the needs is the consultant, the intention originally was for the consultant to come in and do a needs assessment.
Right.
But our RFQ and the way the council discussed it,
mm-hmm,
was too broad.
Mm-hmm.
So then we didn't get no responses.
Okay.
So then we went back and we have to redraft the scope of work so it's more specific,
mm-hmm,
in terms of what will determine the needs of the department.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a needs assessment versus like talking about operations and equipment. I mean, that will all be encompassing in the needs assessment versus like, you're looking at staffing and looking at specific things. This will give you everything in one.
I understood that it was just a looking for more or less bids on the fire truck the last time.
Yeah.
And that you weren't accepting the one proposal that was being done by Captain Luna, that was not sufficient enough for us to really, you know, put our money at that on that particular truck. And the discussion going on to, sir?
No, that's wasn't
not
the
direction.
That wasn't the direction.
Right.
No, that was not the direction, but that was the discussion.
There was discussion about that, but
right.
The problem with that is you, even if the council decided it wanted to buy a fire truck, you can't just go buy one. You have to go through a procurement process. And some employee presenting you with a truck for a specific price is not the procurement process you're obligated to follow. So that was part of the discussion. And then the council decided it wanted a broader consulting report on what Veronica just said. And so that was the majority of the council.
So that's going to, more or less, the fee would be another $53,000 that we're going to spend on consultant?
It just depends. The council, no, you don't know what the price is going to be until you get your statements of qualifications in from your various proposers, and then you pick one, and then you negotiate a price and a scope of work, and then if you don't like the price, you don't have to hire anybody. So it's a process to go through, but there's no set price for...
So we're talking about the process of procurement?
No, talking about a needs assessment for the fire department. What does the fire department need? And it may or may not include a new truck. That's what the consultant will be able to advise you on.
Well, okay.
If I could, Mayor, I believe that part of the reason we came to this conclusion is, as a council, is because, you know, at the last meeting I was at, I remember the discussion that we were having about how do we know that is... We don't have a plan moving forward of exactly how we're going to rebuild our station. Where are the needs that are most that need to be met immediately? What is it that we can afford to do right away? I think there needs to be a broader plan moving forward. We can't just start purchasing things without actually analyzing exactly what it is our fire department needs are and where we should put our money first. And then a long-term plan on how to rebuild it back the way that, you know, South Tucson deserves to have a fire department. And I think the only way that we can do that is through hiring somebody that can help us figure that out, a consultant who's a professional in the fire industry, that can help us really figure out and create a plan so that we move forward, because I'd hate to shoot ourselves in the foot buying stuff that later on we realize might not be the right move.
Well,
okay. And I believe that's how we came to the idea of looking for a consultant.
Did that pass unanimously? Do you know?
We haven't done a roll call.
No.
At
the last meeting. Okay. So first of all, I'm concerned that, Mayor, you're not fully understanding the motions that you're voting for. This is a very important issue. We need to be all on the same page. So there's a motion. I made a motion. If I could get a second.
I would second that. Okay, and just to make sure, it was to put out the RF. The motion. So the motion. I'll repeat the motion. And just to make sure that I am seconding the correct motion, is to put out the RFQ again, with a revised scope of work to include needs assessment.
Yeah.
That was the motion, and that's what I seconded.
Okay. So there is a motion and a second. So roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez.
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Yes.
Councilor Romero?
Yes.
Mayor Diaz?
No.
Councilor Fleck?
Yes.
Councilor Aguilar?
Yes.
Councilor Valdez?
Yes.
I don't know how that study gets us.
Okay.
Let's find out.
And number 11. Item number 11 is an executive session, so I need a motion to recess a regular meeting and convene into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved in second. So we are going to executive session.